to order. You have attendance?
I do.
Is there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Nothing that I have. Oh, thanks.
All right. Looking for a motion for the minutes from the last meeting? No, not it.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. That brings us to public comment. We're going to see if you want to come up to the...
I'm resident here in town, no?
Yep.
I was asked by the site for Lime Room Riders to come in and talk to you guys about coming off from Roundington's Corner at Tysers and Chap Lane and coming straight through out onto the Crawford Road. Is that something that you would allow?
That is a legal trail through there, so our town policy doesn't allow motorized vehicles.
Yep.
We allow it in the wintertime for snow machines, but not for ATVs, so... But all the roads are open.
The roads are open, so we can come up around, yeah, over Dan Hill and back up.
Yep, they're all open year-round.
Yeah, just that, okay, perfect. Like, talk to ladies, I didn't realize it was that section was...
Yeah, where the cemetery is where, I know... Yeah, right about where the cemetery is, right, just past your driveway, it turns into a legal trail, and then it turns back into a road there, I think, at that farm on the other side.
Yeah,
Wheeler Farm, whatever it is.
And Tyler keeps chickens up there in the summer, and lots and lots of chickens, and if there's ATVs up there, they bothers them.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Just, there was a question.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
No problem.
See you in.
All right.
Have a good night.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, and that brings us to the road report. Mr. Hastings.
Fighting potholes, that's all, pretty much what I got. We did get the new plow. That's all back here, and the new one's back here.
You did?
Yep.
Yep.
I had Alice go down and get it.
Yep. Took my trailer.
He took your trailer?
No, I did.
Oh. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Roads up there, I mean...
They're pretty decent.
They're pretty cheap.
I've had Fred come in today. Fred graded Sanderson, lower part of Hudson. We're in pretty good shape, really, to be honest with you. We made 700 yards of sand, winter sand, Monday. Our new hire's doing really, really well.
Yes.
Yep, he's working out very, very well.
Good there.
Question I do have for you, I got a price from Mike Green to do concrete for the tanks out here.
To be honest.
Because I want to turn the tanks, and I think the tanks are... Need to be sitting on concrete.
I thought they were supposed to be, or they wouldn't deliver to him.
So his price is almost $8,000. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's something that should be done. And I've also got two bids on the yard. They haven't given me a price on the yard yet to pave it.
Do we have it? We must have a double wall tank, right? I'm assuming.
I don't think so for that chloride.
No, for the fuel.
Fuel.
Oh, you're talking about chloride?
These tanks.
You want a concrete slab for the chloride tanks?
I don't want a concrete slab. I want to put it on a 4-foot frost wall. And I want to turn the tank so that they're running with the driveway instead of protruding the driveway. And if you look at it, see how much they're leaning right now?
Yeah.
What are we going to do when 5,000 gallons of chloride is running down the side of the road?
I'm just going to go around Hudson Road. No,
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I just feel.
So why, I mean,
I don't
why
know why
they
he
put
did
there?
It like that. I don't know why he did it like that. But I didn't think $8,000 was horrible.
We have the money for that. Why were you here last year?
Can I put something in this?
Yeah.
Okay, so town of Westmore, I think, is looking for 2,000 yards of sand. So that'll put me at $5 a yard times 2,000 is what, 10? That would pay for it.
Yeah,
That's if you guys are willing to sell sand again this year.
So
last year we got a grant for $20,000, which we have put aside. It's in the town budget, and that and it's kind of, we kind of set it aside because we want to redo the yard. This paving needs to get done, and so that's what he's getting quotes on right now.
Okay.
So I don't know how much paving will be, but obviously that whole $20,000 can go towards that towards the cement, you know, depending on whatever.
Okay. So you have some more quotes to get. Are you getting more quotes for the paving?
I've got a quote coming from Pike, and I have a quote coming from Mr. B. I can't think of the name. What's the name of this company?
All Things Asphalt.
Yeah, All Things Asphalt.
Yes.
And he did call me back today. I just haven't gotten back in touch with him.
Yeah, so once we get those quotes and stuff, we'll know more about what's going to be left from that.
Did that door ever get down?
No. And that hopefully will be part of the whole.
I know we rolled the ARPA money into the budget. It's all been used, I'm assuming.
We bought the truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have to borrow any money, so.
Yep.
But it's just a thought. It's something for you
when
guys to
do
think
you,
about.
I'm assuming you want to do it earlier in the year.
I'd like to do it.
Is the tank's full right now?
As soon as possible.
The tank's full?
Yes.
It'll be hard to move like that, ain't it?
No, because I'm going to use them here come April. So I figured that every time one's empty, I'll stick it on the slab.
Yep.
And that's the slab and frost walls would end up being 12 by 30. They'd be 12 foot wide by 30 feet long.
On frost walls?
On frost walls. And the reason why I want it on frost walls is so that when the guys, for one, nobody can back up to it and knock the end of the hose off. And then what do you got? You got 5,000 gallons.
So you're going to have the walls, you have the frost walls come up above the slab.
Correct. Well,
so are they going to go 4 feet in the ground too?
No.
Okay, so you're just a curb, not a frost wall.
So what it is, the frost wall is going to come up, and then the tanks are going to sit flush on top of the frost wall. So you're going to be 4 foot higher than the loading station. So you're going to have gravity feed into the pump, which is going to cut down your time on loading too.
Oh, so you're just suspending, you're lifting the slab up above grade.
Correct.
I guess you're saying.
So that way there, when they, you know what I mean, it'd be easier for the 18-wheelers to come up here, drive straight into that, and pump off, versus trying to get cocked around in the driveway to unload the way they are, because now they have to back up into there.
Yeah. And that's all we need for would be the concrete. We don't need power or nothing over there.
Nothing. And the only thing that I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to slope it up on the concrete, you know, to give you your frost protection around the concrete.
Yeah.
And he's going to put the rebar right to it, 2 foot on center, so... I mean, I just think that for the money that you're going to spend, it's going to cost you twice as much of it for cleanup.
What do you guys think?
I think it's a good idea.
I agree.
You don't need a motion for that or nothing, do you? You can just do it.
Yep.
Right, and we figure once he gets the quotes
for the other
we'll
stuff.
Do it all at the same time.
But if you want to line up Mike.
I want to line up Mike
if you can. Yeah, you can go ahead and line him up and then.
Okay.
Even if the other project.
It's a little under.
You want to do that.
You might have to sell that sand.
It's a little under 8,000. It's like 7,000. I think it was like 7,000. I can't remember it on top of my head, but it's like 7,600 and some odd dollars.
Yeah.
And the sand will definitely pay for it.
Yeah. Okay.
If that works for you guys.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else on the road report?
Nothing.
Brings us to old business. Any other old business? I don't know.
Nope.
New business, signed V-Trans certification of compliance for road, town road bridge standards.
This is in preparation for the V-Trans meeting, and there's the form that gets signed each year, and this is a copy, which I also gave you, of the standards, which were adopted in 2019, so I just bring it out as a reminder. This is what you're certifying.
So it needs three signatures?
Yes, basically that the town still complies. But if you were curious about the standard, there's a copy in there as well.
Sign annual financial plan for town highway.
So same thing for the V-Trans meeting. This is where we plug in our highway aid dollar amount, our budget that we're raising for taxes, and anything else that's being contributed to this year. In this particular year, the grant for our paving match came from 2024 funds.
So Class 2 is the paved roads, right?
Yes.
And then a Class 1 would be like a major... I mean, what makes a Class 1 road? Makes it like...
I think it's state, isn't it?
You get three times the amount of money, that's what I'm asking.
Right. Yeah, I don't...
I mean, you get $12,660 a mile.
Yeah, not having had one, I don't know what the...
Yeah, we get eight for Class 2...
And Class 2 is pretty much our paved stuff.
Yeah.
We have about
the
10 miles of that.
The town-to-town connector roads that have paving, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have any projects planned for paving this year?
Yes. Durgan Road and Churchill.
Durgan Road up to Sunset Drive there?
Yep.
And my daughter complains about that. She's like, I have to drive through the other day. Well, sorry, go around. I have to go through Derby.
it's like a mile, 700 feet, I believe it was.
Yep.
And the price on it was really reasonable.
Okay. So you just want to sign this right here? Or does it matter?
Yeah, that's great. And it'll just be out of the way for the meeting, just in case somebody isn't able to attend that meeting.
All right.
We do have one culvert to change on that, and we're going to do that here before the end of the month.
There you go.
And that's on Derby Road. It's only an 18-inch.
Did that road have lines in the middle of it or no?
Yes. The yellow lines?
Yes. All right. Adopt local emergency management plan.
I'm going to ask that you table that.
Tabled.
it has to be reviewed by the state, our regional emergency coordinator from the state, and I don't have his blessing yet, so we'll kick that to the next meeting if that's all right.
Fine. Pardon me. All right. Treasurer's first quarter budget update. That must be you.
Yeah, so I just, I think it was last year that Peter had wanted, just kind of like a quarterly report. So
yep.
We sent you these. So it shows the first two pages are the revenue up to date, and then the others is the expenditures. I think that, you know, there's nothing that sticks out to me where, like, you know, we're over or anything like that. So I don't know if you have questions, but I'm happy to answer if you do.
Overall, we're in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we're right where we need to be.
Kind of early in the year.
I mean, Wendell went over for the road supplies, but that's just because he bought a whole bunch of culverts. But some of those are from FEMA projects that are coming up, which we're going to get reimbursed for. So technically, we're not really.
How much of our FEMA money do we get?
We don't know. We haven't got any for last year's storm yet. We're all paid up for the 2023 storm with FEMA.
But none. And how much
we
do we
have? We haven't got anything yet for the 2024.
How much do we have coming, do you know?
On last year?
Yeah.
They're still writing the project, so I don't have a total yet.
But it was somewhere close to two, wasn't it?
I think it might be over three.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
But they're still writing the projects, and then even after that's done, there's the phase where they award what we're eligible for mitigation in some of the areas to and that those numbers haven't been discussed yet. So
how much did we have in the first storm?
Was it just under 3?
So it's about the same impact.
Probably.
In
yeah.
Just a different
I
area
think
of town.
Last year was higher overall.
Yeah. Yeah, 20. Yeah, we definitely had spent more, I think, in 24 than 23 on it. Yes.
We hired out a lot more than in 24 than we did in 23.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What does the 2 and the 3 stand for? 200,000? 300,000?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Million. we can call it million. We're probably going to get it anyway.
Well, we had a lot of damage.
Not the million.
We did. We had
a
lot of damage.
We had a lot of damage.
Yep.
A lot of serious damage. I mean, we lost all Westmore Mountain.
Yep.
And I mean, when I say we lost it, we lost half the road, 8 feet deep.
And Hudson Road was a mess.
Hudson Road was a mess. Mount Pass was a mess. Echo Lake was a mess. There was a lot of damage.
It was all right, kind of in the slough right through here.
Yeah, all the way, like, from Morgan all the way over to, like, top of Westmore Mountain.
Yeah, because we got hit in the first, because there were 2 storms in 2024. Charleston got hit bad in the first one.
Yep.
Right in Morgan, got hit really hard in the second.
Yeah, July 10th, we got slammed.
Yeah.
That's when we lost all of Town Farm Road and By Road and...
That was the day I was out there in my excavator trying to save me.
No, this was last year.
Yeah.
Remember, this has happened 2 years in a row.
There's so many details to be worked out because the first storm was reimbursed at 90%. This one, we've only heard about the normal 75
exactly.
yet, so I'm, you know, it's hard to know. But our overall costs were higher last year.
So if no money comes, we're out 300,000.
Right.
Oh, yeah. At least.
I'm not
going to
let that happen.
Okay.
She's
right on top of
you. You've got to
take what you can. Questions.
I'm guessing Waterbury, if they don't get their money, we can get ours.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, have the other towns been getting theirs? You been hearing her? Have the other towns been getting theirs? Same thing.
Oh, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right now they're still working on the numbers.
Hopefully it comes. All right. That's it on the treasurer's report. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, anybody have questions?
Nope.
We seem to be on track.
Yep. Perfect. Any other new business?
Nope.
Jesus. I missed it by 2 minutes here, Tim. We already approved the bills and orders. announcements and information. V-Trans annual meeting April 29th at 8 a.m.
Yep.
And that's here, correct?
Yes.
I think I might be out of town, but I guess you'll need a couple of us anyway. Yeah, I might not be here. I think I might be going out of town.
I'll be able to make it.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Thank you.
On my calendar.
And then the next meeting date is the 8th. Is that correct?
April 24th.
Oh, sorry.
Skip it to
the
next month.
Trying to get to that trip, I'm trying to go on. Okay, the 24th. Well, you put the next meeting on here, but you didn't put the date, so I had to figure it out. Like, you're giving me work here. See, you're setting me up to get it wrong.
You're setting him up to fail.
Can we add the date to that next time? Yeah, sure. All right, I think everybody knows what it is. It's the next in Tuesday.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Sorry, I had a long day yesterday. All right, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
Second, whatever.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Nice to see you. Take care.
Just so you know, though, I am meeting with Eric Pope.
Eric Pope?
Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought you said you were meeting with the Pope. I was like, maybe you should.